We the Voyagers. It's a film about traditional navigators from the Solomon Islands. It's a little different tale than the Hokulea and the Renaissance of Steering by the Stars. The documentary debuted on the Big Island and in Honolulu last month and will be screened on Kauai this month. Take a listen.
My name is Simon Salopuka. I am from a Polynesian island called Taumako. I left my home as a young boy to go to school. I recently returned to my island to learn about our traditional voyaging customs. On Taumako, our ancestor is Lata. When I was a child, my elders told me stories about how Lata built the first voyaging canoe. Lata named the vessel Tepuke.
Now, the director of We the Voyagers project is Kauai anthropologist Marianne Mimi George. She talked with us recently about the project to document the voyaging traditions of ethnic Polynesians in this very remote part of the Pacific.
Well, my part has really been to assist the young people of Taumako community to document their own voyaging knowledge and practices during the last 25 years, and to help them with editing and getting through the process to make films for outsiders. They're making their own films for themselves, but they wanted to have the first couple of films in English language to inform outsiders that they exist, what they do, how they do it, and why they're doing it. It's about identity, culture, and it's about voyaging traditions, ancient voyaging practices that are not being practiced elsewhere, that these people are the only Polynesian people who are still doing these things, and some of the things they do, maybe the only people in the Pacific who are still doing everything in the ancient way, that is to say, the designs of their vessels, the materials that they use, the methods they use, and also the tools. They're not using any modern stuff.
So I think most of our listeners are coming from a place with Hokulea and what they learned from Maupiailug in Micronesia. But the area that you focus on in this documentary film is really from the Solomon Islands.
Yes, they're Polynesian people who live in the Southeast Solomon Islands. There are about 18 different communities in the Western Pacific who are Polynesians in culture, in language. As far as I know, the Taumako people are the only Polynesian people who are doing everything the ancient way. And it's something that Polynesian Voyaging Society, the Hokulea folks, didn't have a chance to do and didn't know about these people. So that's why Nainoa worked on making a star navigation system, star-based navigation system in Bishop Planetarium. That's why he got training from Maupiailug, a lot of seamanship, but not all the voyaging, not all the navigation knowledge that Maupiailug used, because Mao himself said, I can't teach you all that. Bring me your babies and I'll teach them. It takes a long time. It's like 20 years of experiential knowledge to get it all. And that's what's so amazing, is that the Taumako people still have the same kind of experiential knowledge that Maupiailug had, that he could not teach to Hawaii and other folks who basically didn't have the time. The whole title is We the Voyagers, Lata's Children. And Lata is in Hawaii called Waka. In other places, Rata, La'a and other variations around the Pacific and Indonesia. Lata was the first voyager. So the folks in Taumako regard themselves as the living crew of Lata. They are using Lata's methods, Lata's materials, Lata's tools, and Lata's navigation knowledge, and really just knowledge system in their everyday lives, including for building, sailing, and navigating their canoes, their voyaging vessels. The first film is the Taumako people explaining who they are, where they are, their history, what the situation is for them, and the fact that they were learning from their elders, in particular their paramount chief, Te Aliki Kavea, Koloso Kavea, who started this project in 1996 officially. When he died in 2009, they had only had 16 years of learning from him. So they set about, the younger people set about testing their knowledge, and they built a vessel, a new vessel for themselves. So that vessel, the completion of that vessel, is the ending of the part one film. The part two film is the crew selection, how they learn to sail and to navigate, and they actually take voyages to a couple of different islands in part two. So it's the crew of Lata at sea applying their knowledge and welcoming outsiders to join in. Both films explain and show how the Taumako people are acting out, are actually being the crew of Lata. And they tell you the story. They tell you parts of the story. They act out parts of the story as it goes along. But they're also, you know, today's people doing what Lata did. So it's a real thing today, and it's also explaining the story that is certainly hundreds of years old, is probably thousands of years old. You know, what Taumako is offering is ancient knowledge and practice that's still happening. The last 5 years, the Taumako people have had their own charitable organization, and so we work under them, assisting them. So the Pacific Tradition Society, the Waka Taumako Project, is based in Hawaii, but we're still supporting the Taumako people in their effort to perpetuate the practice of the knowledge. It's not a revival project. It never died. It's a perpetuation of what they know and do. And, you know, they hope to reestablish, ultimately, the goal is to reestablish partnerships and networks throughout the Pacific based on the ancient knowledge, the ancient practices, you know, making lauhala sails, knowing how to use the tools, the hand tools to, you know, to add the different parts, using the many different types of trees and plants for each different part, using all the different techniques and the navigation knowledge. There are things that have not been a part of the learning here yet that are just amazing. These are not just local navigation, you know, phenomena. These are universal phenomena. In fact, this light called Te Lapa that they use as one of their navigation tools, I've seen it off South Africa. I've seen it in Hawaii, Hawaiian Islands. I've seen it in Fiji. It's a universal phenomenon.
We've been talking to Mimi George. This two-part We the Voyagers film has already been to the Big Island and Oahu. Look for screenings this month at Kauai's Hanalei Community Center and Waimea Theater. Go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org for details.